up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Another week has flown by already, and it's time for another round. Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show, on the air once again. My job, play these records that I got in a little pile sitting next to me here in the studio. And hopefully, you'll like them. Maybe you do a little dancing. I don't know, whatever the spirit moves you. You know, we're kind of easy going here in the old Hoopa Hour, so let's get things underway. I got the Steel City Brass over here on turntable number two. For some reason, I start the show every week on turntable number two. That's because it's on my right, because you read from left to right. It's weird. But anyway, let's do it. It's called The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Polka, which seems like a long name for a record to me. But anyway, here we go.
How long did you think you could go on hurting me? And I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues. You fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes. But the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
Ah, man, that seemed like a short record, didn't it? Anyway, there you have it. The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Tonight, one of those few titles that takes up two lines of printing on the record label. That is the Steel City Brass here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. How the heck you doing by now anyway, huh? Been a pretty good week. I don't know. I don't think I mentioned this last on the last show. I messed up my back awkwardly lifting an awkward box full of records. And I don't know. It got so bad after a couple of days, I had to go to the emergency room. They're like, it'll sort itself out. I'm like, are you crazy? And I can't take any of them fancy painkillers that they have because they all make me sick or really weird. So I've been living on Tylenol and ibuprofen on a rotating schedule for the last several days. But it seems like maybe it will work out. I guess we'll find out, huh? You ready for the polka dots? Sure you are. It is the old cafe, at the old cafe. And I wanted to point out that, you know, it's a classy joint because old is spelled with an E on the end, at the oldie cafe, right? I don't know. Here's the polka dots anyway. Thank you. See, it sounded classy at the Oldie Cafe. There's the polka dots. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a good week. Yikes, weather's been good up here in northern Minnesota. In fact, on the forecast last night, the weather dude said that our normal high for the day was something like, what did he say? Something like 52 degrees or something. It was like 79. So surprisingly pleasant, and I like that because hopefully that's going to hold off old man winter for a while. I hope that, you know, I think that every day that goes by where it doesn't start getting cold and the furnace doesn't have to come on is a good day where I come from, you know. So hopefully it's working out good for you wherever you happen to be anyway. Here's one. Doesn't come around very often, it seems like, in the record pile. It's because I only have one record that says it's by Lolita. Mm-hmm. It is the Lucky Lucky Polka. There you go. See, now I looked at the record and it says Lucky, but obviously it's the Looky Looky Polka if you're saying it in Polish. See, what do I know? Anyway, Lolita is the name on the record. Doesn't say anything else about it on there, so I don't know. Maybe that wasn't Polish. Was that German? Because the flip side, I can't read the title either, but it's certainly in German. I don't know, it came out of a green sleeve, which is where I keep the German records. I don't know, mass confusion strikes right here, live on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another show. Of course, the show brought to you in part by the folks at the World of Accordions Museum in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin. I invite you to stop in, check them out, if the opportunity should present itself, and it might. You know, maybe your folks who live in the area are not that far away. I know we have listeners in Minnesota and Wisconsin, as well as all over the country, but you might not be that far away. Something to think about. Still got some good weather left here in the Northland. If you want to sneak up here, maybe make a plan to head up next spring, whatever your travel needs. Of course, you can check out the North Shore of Lake Superior, which is fabulously gorgeous in the winter. I've never been there during the winter because I'm a wimp. but I have seen a lot of photos from people who have been. Frozen waterfalls and icicles and all kinds of groovy stuff, because you could see that as part of your trip when you come up to see the World of Accordions Museum, because you're right at that tip of Lake Superior, and you could just take it right up north and check it all out up there on Highway 61. Find out more at their website, worldofaccordions.org. Pictures, information, all sorts of news about what they have going on, history of the place, photos you can look at. Over 4,000 accordions in the place. I mean, you got to give them credit for that, right? Check it out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. Speaking of accordions, it's one of those great songs I think has been recorded by, I don't know, probably 50 different bands at one time or another. And the Marv Herzog version doesn't come around all that often. It's Just Another Polka. Herzog with Wally Losel there. Just Another Polka. Kind of has a little Al Jolson feel, doesn't it? Huh? I don't know. I like that song no matter who does it. And it's going to be stuck in my head now for like a week. And probably yours too. It's one of those songs. It's just super catchy, you know? I have the Walter Procaine Polka Band stand by here ready to go. Am I going to mispronounce this? Probably the Krakowiak Polka. Maybe? Think I got that right? I'm not so sure. Thank you. Wow, there's some fine tooting in that one. There's Walter Prokhanets' polka band there, Krakowiak Polka. Not 100% sure I said that right. They used to tell me, though, if you're not sure, just say it with conviction and don't tell anybody, and they'll think that you said it right. But I think that a lot of you probably know that I didn't. Or if I did, you're congratulating me right now. Anyway, you're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show happens every week right about this time. Same place every week, wherever you happen to be listening right now. So take a note of it, you know, make a note of what radio station you're listening to, or bookmark whatever website you're listening to it at, or web stream, or whatever it happens to be. All right, let's do one from Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. There's that pretty dancing girl. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, and the chorus, I guess. Actually, I believe the record says it's the Bernie Roberts singers there. Pretty Dancing Girl here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show right here each and every week. I was looking at the official Oompa Hour newswire. Little story in here today. It says the average adult forgets at least five things every day, and it's the fault of technology. Yes, because we rely on all our gadgets to remember stuff for us. Totally do that. So they have a list in order of things that people forget because their machine handles it for them, like passwords. You could set it up so it's automatically remembered or whatever. Passwords. Oh, man. I write them down in secret code and put them in secret places, and then I forget what the secret code was and where the secret place was, and then I'm in, like, triple trouble, you know? Passwords, number one. Phone numbers is next. Yeah, because I want to call home. I just touch my phone and say, call home, and it calls. It's like E.T., you know, I want to call my daughter. I just say, you know, say your name and say call, and it calls. Problem is, somebody say to me, hey, what's your cell phone number? I have no stinking idea. Sometimes I can guess it pretty close, but I'd never guarantee it's right, man. We forget the spelling of certain words, how to write neatly. Okay, all things. To be honest, I've never written neatly. how to do math, our own phone numbers, who starred in our favorite movies, and addresses. It's all in your phone. It's all in your computer. It's all in your iPad. You don't have to know anything anymore, except how to pronounce some of these records, and I don't know that either. This one, I think, is the only record we got by this cat, the Left-Handers Polka. It's Chick Uzmek and his orchestra. You ready? It's a good-sounding record. Sure, it's the only record in the joint from Chick Uzmak and his orchestra. That's the Left-Handers Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Good sounding record. Don't forget, now we have a waltz coming up in the show like we do in each and every show. I have not picked one out yet, but I got to get to work on that. Also, I'm going to have to grab this handful of 78s down here and pick out our official 78 of the week. If you're new to the show, that's one of the things we do here. We play another a 78 RPM record, a shellac 78, 10-inch 78, at least one of them in every single show that we do here. So I got to get through this stack of records over here without busting any of them and see if I can find that one. Here's one I'll bet everybody's going to recognize in the first couple of notes, the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Champagne Polka. Thank you. Another one you should all know. I can't imagine that you wouldn't. Six Fat Dutchmen there. Champagne Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, and your old-time oldie show is on the air for another week. Glad you're listening along with. Want to mention quickly, too, if you want to get in a request, a dedication, you have a question or comment, trying to find a record, somebody, an artist, whatever the case might be, there are many ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. You can do it with a telephone, a regular old telephone. If you can dial a phone, you can leave a voice message. If you have a smartphone or whatever, you can leave a text message, all right? The number is area code 218-259-2985, all right? 218-259-2985. You want to send a text or leave a voice message, you can do that. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. That's oompahour, all one word, at aol.com. Or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, where, by the way, you can also, most of the time, find the playlist for the upcoming show, like almost a week early. I usually put them up on a Wednesday or a Thursday for the upcoming week, so you can look and kind of peek ahead and not tell your friends that you know that, and you can say, hey, I'll bet you that next week they're going to play Marv Herzog doing the Just Another Polka song. And you'd be right. You could win a bet, but that'd be cheating. Don't do it. All right, here's one of those songs that is so darn cheerful. You can't not be cheerful after you listen to this song. It's Teresa Zapolska with Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra and the Smile Polka.
When you're sad and the world all seems gloomy, and the sky seems so cloudy and gray, try a smile and you'll find all around you that a smile can bring sunshine to your day. Wear a smile, 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 and have love in your heart. Give a helping hand, be a friend from the start. When you wear a smile, you will have a happy face, and you'll find the world will be a happy place. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Your friends and your neighbors around you with a smile on your face all day long. Fill the world with a bright, happy feeling by remembering this little friendly song. Wear a smile, 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 and have love in your heart. Give a helping hand, be a friend from the start. When you wear a smile, you will have a happy face, and you'll find the world will be a happy place. La 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 la.
They have it, Teresa Zapolska there with Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra, the Smile Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's do Lil Wally. There's so many Lil Wally records. It's like Whoopi John records. There's like a billion of them, and they're all good, you know? Lil Wally with the Harmony Boys Orchestra. Thanks for a wonderful evening.
We'll be right back. wonderful memories, the laughter and joy that we share. Your goodnight kisses just sent me to want you, to love you and care.
There you have it there, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys Orchestra. Not the Lucky Harmony Boys, just the regular Harmony Boys on this one. Thanks for a wonderful evening here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record I tend to skip over a lot because it's not a polka and it's not a waltz, but it's definitely an old-time sound, and I know y'all love the band, and it's kind of a fun little silly song, and I hardly ever play this one, but today is your lucky day. I have Cousin Fuzzy with the Doughboys, and Why Do You Gals Wear Britches? You just don't hear this one anywhere.
Now, why do you gals wear britches? It really is a sin for you to wear the garments supposed to be worn by men. Now you say it's nobody's business, and you are right, I guess. But how'd it make you feel to see a man wear a dress? Now why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them breeches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. Say, why do you gals wear britches? It's not the thing to do. You used to wear those bustles, and some wore hoop skirts too. And then you jumped to hobble skirts with lace and silk so fine. Goodness sakes alive, gals, make up your minds. They giggle and they grin, and the way those britches fit them, well, you'd think they'd been poured in. And if they ever split them, when men folks are about, they sure would be embarrassed when they start pouring out. Now, why do you gals wear britches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them britches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. Boom, boodly doodly doom, giboing, giboing.
That's just a cute song, right? Cousin Fuzzy there, along with the Doughboys. And I mean, it is on Polka Land Records, so it counts, right? Why do you gals wear britches anyway, huh? All right, I'm glad we got that one figured out. You know what else I got figured out while you were listening to that? I managed to pick out our 78 of the week. I managed to pick out our waltz for the week. So we're going to get our 78 of the week in here. We're going to get our waltz in here right in a row. Bim, bam, boom. Less like that. One of my favorites. I've always liked the Metro Polka. A lot of people recorded that one, too. And this is a fun one by the Pine Toppers. Made a lot of records back in the 40s and 50s. It's on a nice orange label, Choral 78. It's been played quite a bit. Still sounds pretty decent, though. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know. Here are the Pine Toppers and the Metro Polka.
He couldn't waltz, save his soul, but oh, how he could polka. He asked me for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss, and then he held me tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. He asked me then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him into the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, and seven kids to call me ma. I'm doing the Metro Polka. The Metropole, the Metropole. He couldn't waltz, save his soul, but oh, how he could polka. He asked me for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss, and then he held me tight like this and danced the Metropolka. He asked me then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him into the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, and seven kids to call me ma. I'm doing the Metropolka. Asked me then to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him into the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, and seven kids to call me ma. I'm doing the Metro Polka.
There you go. The Pine Toppers there, the Metro Polka. Our official 78 of the week here, and that sounded pretty good, except we got off to a rough start there. What the heck was going on there? I'm looking at the record here, because you probably heard that. You know, you're supposed to not ever admit when something weird happens. I'm not seeing any defect in this record. Why did that go insane? Might have been a little booger on it there that got knocked off. That'll happen once in a while. Anyway, everything sounds great on a 78. There's the Pine Toppers with our 78 of the week here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Let's get that waltz covered. I got the waltz ready to go, too. Let's do them just back-to-back here. Normally, I try to space out the specials because they're special, but what the heck. Don Peachy and the orchestra, and Give Me Back My Heart.
Thank you.
They have Don Peachy and the orchestra. There's our official waltz for the week. Dancers, you may relax now. Don Peachy and the orchestra and Don and Jane singing. So there you go. Says so right on the record. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I know a lot of you probably been listening for quite a while, and for the rest of you, ha, I bet you're surprised. You're probably going, what the heck is this coming out of my thing here? But anyway, I have John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman ready to go here. I had the No Beer in Heaven polka, and somebody that's not me wrote no, no on the record, like, don't play this one on the radio. Too late. I'm sure I've played it on the radio before. They probably didn't like playing songs about beer somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, here's John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. No Beer in Heaven polka, John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Have I been doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing? I feel like I'm getting off too easy doing the show this week. We got our waltz in there. We got our 78 in there. I got time for a couple of more records. Yeah, somewhere something's goofed up, though, because I got the wrong color sleeves for the wrong kind of records. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to try to sort that out while you listen to this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there we go. I don't know what happened. I still didn't come out right with my sleeves and my colors and stuff. Things are out of control. It's a madhouse here at the Oompa Hour this week. Here's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. This one will take you back. It's the Polka Hit Parade. Sounds like they're having a good time recording that one. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I know I played a song from Dave Giola not that long ago. But I left the record sitting here, and I thought, well, let's play another one off of there. Why not, huh? Dave Giola's South O Show is what it says on the record. Here's the Girls, Girls, Girls Polka. We'll be right back. There you go. Oh, the Girls, Girls, Girls Polka, the Dave Ziola's, what is it? The South O Show is what it's called. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, the old time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says, if you're going to play another record, you better do it now. Can you take the Lakowski brothers together in one record? Oh, this is trouble.
Do ya kuba mi hao do mi hawa Pije ti, pije ja, kampanija cała A to nie wypije, to stanie kijem Hupucupu, hupucupu, hupucupu dana A to nie wypije, to stanie kijem Hupucupu, hupucupu, hupucu duna Do Jakuba, Michał, do Michała Pije ty, pije ja, kampania cała A to nie wypije, to nie żyje Hupu, cupu, hupu, cupu, dana A to pije, to żyje Hupu, cupu, hupu, cupu, Mudballs in my pants, mudballs in my pants, mudballs in my pants. My mommy told me to put mudballs in my pants, mudballs in my pants. Hey, my mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly. My mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly because it attracts the flies.
All right, there you have it. Don't tell me we don't play educational records here on the Yumpa Hour, right? The Lakowski Brothers, a doubleheader polka. And that is about time we wrap this thing up before we get into any more trouble, you know. But, hey, we're coming around again next week, so stick around. We'll start all over again here on Tim's Yumpa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station. With my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!